Carol Osterink is here. She's going to be talking about the Mrs. Green Thumb's garden tour that takes place this Sunday. So, Carol, the garden tour is in which year of its creation?
I recently confirmed that there were four Mrs. Green Thumb's garden tours in the early part of this century, right after 2002, when she unfortunately passed away. There were four in a row. So, and then there was one in 2014, and now one in 2016. So we are in our sixth.
Really?
This is our sixth Mrs. Green Thumb's garden tour.
And you talk about how it's a really democratic tour. In what sense?
Well, it absolutely is. It's purely volunteer. People volunteer the gardens that they care about, they work hard in, they're proud of, and we put them on the tour. We don't go around in advance saying, oh, this garden isn't good enough to show on the tour. We welcome all people who want to have folks visiting their gardens. They're on the tour.
And there are a lot of very interesting gardens behind houses that we rarely get to see.
That is absolutely true. I mean, that's the case with most Hudson gardens. They're back behind a house, they're behind a fence. In fact, I think, and you may correct me if I'm wrong, the one garden that is visible from the street on this year's garden tour is Sarah Sterling's.
Oh, yes.
And, I mean, you can see the garden, but it's such a different experience once you actually enter it and can walk through the garden.
Right.
Without giving actual numbers, is there a fee for this tour?
No.
Oh.
It's democratic in that respect as well. It is free to any and all. However, we do have little receptacles at each garden. So if you are moved to throw in a few dollars at one garden, at several, wherever, we will appreciate that greatly. And the money is used to make improvements in Hudson public spaces.
And it's called the Mrs. Green Thumb's Hedge Fund.
Ha, ha, ha. Sorry.
Ha, ha, ha. In little scare quotes.
But it's because we thought we were going to replace a hedge once, and it is grown into, pardon the pun, into...
Well, because now you invest it and make a lot of money off it.
Well, I think it's important to point out that the Mrs. Green Thumb's hedge fund contributed to paying the fee for the landscape architect who has designed the ramp for Promenade Hill.
Oh, that is significant.
So
yes.
We've ratcheted up the quality of, what's going to happen there.
Well, it's interesting because the other night I heard that people in the second ward don't really care about parks.
I heard that too.
Just throwing a little.
I think if the parks weren't there, they would miss them.
Mm.
Seems to me that they don't know that they appreciate them.
I think
them,
we all care about parks.
They do.
Yes.
At any rate.
It was just some out of control rhetoric.
Mm-hmm. I see. What part of the city are these gardens?
They are all over. There's a cluster of gardens on the south side, around Union Street, Partition Street, in the 200 block. There are gardens farther up on Union Street. There are gardens on North 3rd Street. There are two gardens on North 5th Street. So it's, south side, north side, up street, down street.
But not all so far apart that they can't be walked to pretty easily.
Well, nothing in Hudson is so far apart that it can't be walked to easily.
I agree.
That's true. So who organized this tour?
Oh, Ellen, do you have to ask? I don't recall who organized the tours back in, 2002, 3, 4, 5. But in 2014... a group of six people, including David Voorhees, Joe Connolly, Sarah Sterling, Mara Estrovo, you, Ellen, and me, decided it was time to bring back the Mrs. Green Thumb's Day Garden Tour.
So is there a map available, and does it follow a set route, or you just look at the map and do your thing?
The map is available. It's on MB now. It's been on the Gossips of Rivertown. If you send an email to Carol with a final silent E at gossipsofrivertown.com, I will happily send you a PDF of the map. But the gardens aren't numbered, so you can do it in any order that you
and
want.
You may have said this already, but I missed it. How many gardens altogether?
15.
15.
And they're marked by balloons.
Yes.
Oh, that's convenient.
With some of them.
What happens if you walk into a little kid's birthday party by mistake?
Well, our balloons
hang out.
Our balloons match all of our promotional material. So there's one purple one and one green one. So. Oh. If you see balloons that are not purple and green, you're probably visiting a kid's birthday party.
Well, that'd be fun.
And some of the gardens you have to enter from the alley, which is indicated in that case on the map. So it's always a really enjoyable experience.
In this democracy of gardens, how would you characterize the variety of the gardens? I mean, what's the range of types of gardens?
Well, they go from one very lush, large garden that is, you know, that takes a huge side yard as well as a backyard, to a couple of really teeny tiny gardens that are like just little squares behind a building.
With just like a couple flower pots or something?
Well, no, they're well-designed gardens.
Oh.
They're gravel and some, you know, some greens and some floral displays. Usually they have sculpture as well.
But you should go, Tom. You might be inspired to...
To do what?
Create a bigger garden
in
your
backyard. My garden? You know I have nothing to do with my garden, right?
I wouldn't criticize your garden.
Thank you. Because that would be criticizing my wife, and you know I don't even do that.
Anything else we need to know?
I think it's good. Explain once again where and how to begin and when.
Okay, on the day of... If you haven't somehow gotten your map before Sunday, on the day of the tour, you can pick up a map at Nolita or the Red Dot or the Secret Gardener, and you just take your map, start your tour, and go. The gardens are open from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., which is a detail I don't think we did mention before.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. That should be... What's Saturday, of course?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, of course. What did
Sunday,
I mean?
Sunday, of course. July 17th.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you, Carol.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
We've been talking with Carol Oesterink, who also happens to be the Gossips of Rivertown. I don't think she would mind my saying that. And a member of the committee for the Mrs. Green Thumbs Garden Tour.
Great.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.